Hello, this is Bernard Karis with another episode of Be Your Own Manager, my career podcast for classical musicians. Today I want to raise a topic, actually two topics, which I was made aware of in a very kind email of a really great musician. He sent me an email raising a point of his life and asked me about my opinion, and I thought it's worthwhile actually to share that, although I won't divulge the personal details, but the circumstances. And these two issues I would like to speak to you about today. One is about the drain a musician's life can have on your family life, and the second one is on the importance of having a bread and butter job. Before I start, I just wanted to make you quickly aware that at the beginning of November we have a couple of career courses online. So go to our webpage beyourownmanager.com or hellostage.com. There you'll find them. Sign up quickly because the early bird price will actually be available only for a couple of more days. So make sure that you do that. By the way, there's also one of the sessions with Marie-Louise Dingler of the Twiolins. You can listen to her in one of my earlier podcasts, and she will be talking about cold calling, especially in Germany, and it will be a lecture which will be in German. But back to my own podcasts and the two issues raised by this lovely musician in his email to me. I will change the circumstances a bit, but for you to understand what I'm talking about, I think it's pretty good to really put it out there. This musician is very well established and is probably in his mid-40s, so not a young musician anymore. He has a great position in an orchestra, and let's say, for argument's sake, that this orchestra is in Dublin. He's actually chairing his section, but his family is living back in London, and for that reason he negotiated with the orchestra a contract that he would spend only 50% of his time with the orchestra and that he would share and split his chair with someone else. This means that he's normally 2 weeks a month up in Dublin and then flying back to London to be with his family. Well, that might sound easy, but it's actually by far not as easy as one might imagine. Because if you have a family, you actually normally want to spend as much time as possible with them. And having an arrangement with your family of being away half of the month and back half of the month is probably not easy for family life. And that's something which is not only happening for that specific musician who wrote to me, but it is an issue for many musicians. It is an issue for any kind of freelance musicians who travel a lot. They go on tours, often weeks at a time. For them, coming back, looking after their kids, seeing their kids is really difficult. Sometimes it's even difficult to organize someone to look after their kids. It is also difficult for any kind of partnership. And this not only happens with instrumentalists, but actually also with singers. If you are an opera singer, freelance opera singer, you will find yourself often being away for 6 to 8 weeks for a production somewhere. And during the rehearsal phase, you normally don't have any opportunity to go home in between. Because if you're lucky, you get one day off per week. And for that, just traveling backwards and forwards is probably not possible. And yes, I think that needs to change, but still, that's what it is. After the first night, you probably have the ability to go home for a couple of days and fly backwards and forwards. But until then, you are locked in a city, in a theater. So you need to be aware that a musician's career will require a lot of traveling. It will require from you to spend a lot of time away from home. And therefore, the normal family life, which you probably know from your parents or from friends and so on, is not really possible. And you need to see that very early on. You need to be aware of that. And you need also to find a partner who is okay with that and who is supporting you and whom you can support in that way. The second issue I wanted to raise is the necessity and probably the good way of having a bread and butter job. What is a bread and butter job? A bread and butter job is a job which will provide the money for your basic living needs. And I really mean the basic needs. It should give you shelter, which means a home, and pay for the basic rent or the basic running costs of your home, and it should pay for your food. It shouldn't pay for any kind of extras and luxury, and you shouldn't even pay for a car or something like that unless you really need it. But it shouldn't pay for holidays and any kind of more luxurious things. That's a bread and butter job. This musician has his bread and butter job with the orchestra in Dublin, and he faces the question, should he actually leave that orchestra and leave the bread and butter job behind to be able to spend more time with his family? And as fantastic as that might sound, I would strongly advise against it, unless he is finding another bread and butter job back in London where his family is. The reason behind it is that you need to make sure that you actually make the kind of constant and continuous income for the basic needs you have. If you have a partner who is providing for that, that's different, because then, yes, you probably can work more freelance. But if you don't have that, you need to make sure that you provide this basic income. Where can you find that? Certainly in orchestras, and luckily the orchestras are significantly more open to any kind of sharing agreements than they have been ever before. So if you face situations like that, or if you apply for an orchestra position somewhere else and you win it, which I hope for you, you can actually raise the issue and say, would it be possible to share that position with someone else? Also, teaching positions at music schools, at music colleges and universities provide you with these kind of bread and butter jobs. Sometimes, actually, people find that bread and butter jobs outside their pure music career. They might work 20 hours or so, or 10 hours even, in an office, in an agency, in a management, or for anything else, a radio station, a promoter or so. So be open for that and think about where your bread and butter job might actually be. And for the younger musicians out there, think about that very early on. Because if you think that your bread and butter job might be in teaching, you should make sure that you get all the credentials so that you can actually apply for teaching positions. If you think that you would like to spend some time with a publisher or a radio station, also make sure that you actually have the education, the experience, and so on for that. And the earlier you think about it, the easier it'll be for you. So to wrap that up, these 2 points is, the first one is, yes, a musician's life and an active music career will be forcing you to think differently about partnerships and about your private life and your family life. It will be difficult, but it also can be very enriching. But you need to think about it early on. The second issue is, think about your bread and butter job and what that could be. And if you have a family, please don't leave your bread and butter job unless your partner actually provides for the basic needs. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, even if I was raising some more serious questions today. Please feel free to contact me. You can do that either via our contact button on howlstage.com or also on beyourownmanager.com or on my personal website. I'm really happy to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. Until soon. My name is Bernhard Karis. Thanks.